Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Years ago, Thomas Jefferson said, "The purpose of an education is to create a citizenry intelligent enough to maintain its freedom." It's one of the reasons the Montana Family Foundation is involved in the effort to bring choice in education to Montana. Decades ago, an education focused mainly on reading, writing, math, science, and logic. Now, with a large emphasis on social justice, global citizenship, and social engineering, schools have little time to teach the basics. The latest hot-button issue to arrive on the scene is critical race theory, which holds as its core tenet the idea that race is not biological, but rather a culturally invented category designed by white people to oppress people of color, and unfortunately, it's not confined to the schools. It's now being promoted by corporate boards, government agencies, large corporations, the military, and yes, even the church. Employees, both public and private, are being made to attend seminars where they're forced to confess their sin of white privilege and take on the mantle of enlightened social justice warrior. We all agree there's no place for bigotry and discrimination in our society, but to think that's where critical race theory ends is a dangerous misunderstanding of the movement. In a recent interview with noted Christian author Eric Metaxas, Christian apologist Oz Guinness said that the so-called cancel culture and critical race theory are the fruit of what's been described as the long march through the institutions and the triumph of cultural Marxism or neo-Marxism. Guinness, who lived in China during Mao's communist revolution, said that critical race theory is part of an intentional, systematic, revolutionary movement in America that intends to replace our unique experiment in ordered liberty with communism, pure and simple, a system of government responsible for the deaths of over 100 million people in the 20th century. Sadly, Guinness points out, it's not just in the schools and the government. It's being promoted in evangelical churches where he contends pastors are incredibly naive because they don't see the big picture. They focus on social justice while ignoring the fact that one of Marxism's first goals is atheism and the abolition of the church. He puts it this way, "Yes, followers of Jesus are outraged by injustice. We agree that sin, evil, and flagrant injustice all exist in the world, but there are vast differences in how you address it. The way of the cultural Marxist is only power, and it makes the problem worse, not better. The Christian way, repentance, confession, forgiveness, and reconciliation, results in enemies becoming friends and genuine restoration and removal of evils." Critical race theory has made incredible strides in a very short period of time. Fortunately, people are waking up. The question is it too little too late to save the Republic? Lawmakers across the U.S. are banning the teaching of critical race theory in schools. Employees are refusing to attend seminars that are little more than mandatory indoctrination sessions, and government employees are refusing to toe the Marxist party line. Now, it's the church's turn. Guinness paints this as a battle between the way of power versus the way of the cross, and concludes that rather than placating neo-Marxists, pastors need to call Marxism what it is, pure evil that's resulted in millions of deaths and the destruction of the church in every country where it's been tried. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.